Good morning. It is such a beautiful morning, especially having sun came out without snow on the street. It is just amazing morning I really enjoy. Today we're going to talk about Jesus' temptation and what that means for the temptation we experience. We are going to talk about four things we can learn about the temptation, how to overcome it by looking at the life of Jesus. One of the things we learn about temptation is this. It's not a sin to be tempted. Oftentimes we think that being tempted means that we are sinning. No, it is not. It is not a sin to be tempted at all. The sin is in how we respond to the temptation. But it's not a sin to be tempted because Jesus was tempted. Yet he never sinned. In fact, the Bible tells us this. Jesus has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Another lesson we can learn from temptation of Jesus is that there will be a time in our lives when we outgrow it. We will never outgrow temptation. We will never outgrow temptation. That is a myth, by the way. Some people think that if I were become a more spiritual person, I would not be tempted at all. We have this kind of a myth. If I go to the church and pray more harder and do the more works for the church, do more work for the community, and become a more spiritual person, I will not be tempted. That is a myth, to be honest. The most spiritual person on the earth is Jesus. He was tempted, not because he was not a spiritual person. He was tempted even though he was perfect and a very spiritual person. Temptation is not a sign of a weakness. It is a sign that we are a threat to the devil. Now there are a third lesson we can learn from Jesus' temptation. After a high moment of your spiritual journey, we could always expect a spiritual test. The Bible tells us in Gospel Luke chapter 4 that immediately after his baptism, it says this, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan where he'd been baptized by John in the Jordan River. And he was led of the Spirit into the desert where for 40 days he was tempted by devil. Now after this spiritual high moment of his baptism came up a spiritual test. After every mountaintop of your life, expect that there will be a valley. There's a fourth lesson we can learn about temptation. Temptation is not always about your weakness, not my weakness, not your weakness. In fact, many times temptations are about misusing our strength. The three things that Jesus was tempted to do could have only been tempted by someone who possessed those strengths. In other words, I'm never going to be tempted by someone to turn the stone into bread. Nobody's going to tempt me with that. Because everyone knows that I do not have a gift for it, right? That is the bottom line. The temptation is based on the misusing of your strength. If you are exceptionally intelligent or you are very talented in certain things, you might be tempted to be prideful. Or if you are a persuasive person, and then you are going to be tempted to manipulate people. It's about misusing strength in a wrong time, in a wrong motivation, in a wrong way, for ungodly or selfish reason. So what do you do when you are tempted? How do you handle your temptation? That's what we're going to look at after watching this powerful scene of Jesus' own temptation in the desert. Let us watch.
Thank you. After his baptism, Jesus enters the wilderness. For 40 days, his spirit is tested, preparing him for the challenges to come.
That this stone becomes bread.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
If God loves you, throw yourself down. His angels will lift you up in their hands.
How dare you put God to the test?
If you will bow down and worship me, I will give you the whole world.
Crucify him!
Get away from me, Satan.
Jesus resists Satan's temptations and prepares to begin his mission.
Well, then how do you overcome temptation? Here are the steps to overcoming temptation the way Jesus did. Step number one, use the Word of God. You've got to get into the Word of God and then use it on a daily basis. Jesus did one thing when he was tempted. He quoted a scripture. He responds to every single temptation he had in the desert was, it is written. He quoted the Bible verses. To be the people of the Bible or the Word of God, first thing you and I need to do is read the Bible. Read the Bible and study the Bible. And memorize the scripture as many as you can and meditate on it and apply it into your life. Without reading it, without knowing what's in the Bible, there is no way to quote. It is written. During this Lenten season, you are being challenged by the confirmation class to read at least New Testament throughout this Lenten season. I hope you partake of this challenge with our confirmation class. Read the Bible so you know at least what is in it. So when sometimes the troublesome life comes in, you can bring the Word of God, the power of God, through the Word which is written, can be your comfort. The second step for overcoming this temptation is we need to identify our vulnerabilities. Most people know what tempted in you or to us. But more important than knowing what tempted us is knowing the when, where, who, how of that temptation ahead of time. Jesus said that in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Notice he said this, watch and pray. Not just pray, but watch. We have to alert to the circumstance that they make us vulnerable to the temptation. Let me give you four questions we need to ask ourselves to identify our own vulnerabilities. First, when am I most tempted? In other words, what day of the week and what time of the day am I most vulnerable? Oftentimes, people said Monday, first thing you get into the work, that is a tentative moment. You need to be alert to set your mind with the positive spirit and adopt the grace of God at your workplace. But when are you most tempted? You need to identify it. Second, where am I most tempted? Am I most tempted at work, at friend's house, at the mall, or at a sports bar, or a sports game, or somewhere else? Where are you most tempted? And if you know that, you can avoid that. Third, who is with you when you are most tempted? Am I most tempted when I am alone? Or am I most tempted when I am with a friend who leads me in the wrong direction? The fourth, how do I feel right before I am tempted? Now, it is what we call the emotional trigger. What is the emotional trigger that caused me to be tempted? It may be frustration, or it may be frustrated, or it may be exhaustion. A lot of people get tempted when they are exhausted, or they are totally worn out. It may be when you are angry. It may be when you feel stressed. It could be bothersome. It could be restless night. For some, when he's hungry, he is very tempted. And if it is too cold, I am tempted, to be honest. When is the time? What is your emotional trigger you to be tempted? You have to identify your own vulnerabilities. It is not same to everyone. You are the only one knows when, what kind of emotion, and where, with whom you are more tempted. You have to identify it. The Jesus way of saying this is watch and pray. Not just pray blindly, but alert with your reasoning mind. Watch. Step number three to overcoming temptation is to plan what you are not going to do. Not just you are going to do, but you are not going to do. The Bible said, plan carefully what you do. Avoid evil and walk straight ahead. Don't go one step off the right path. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26 through 27. So you gotta have a plan. You have to have a plan in advance to stay away from the places you are mostly tempted. You need to have a plan to stay away from the people who trigger you most of the time and leading to the temptation. You need to have a plan, stay away from the emotions and the circumstances that cause you to be vulnerable to get into the temptation. You need to plan ahead. Know yourself, know your vulnerability, know your circumstance. You need to plan ahead. Number four, here is the fourth step. Guard your heart. The Bible talks about guarding your heart all through Scripture. Why? Because temptation is inside the job, not outside. The Bible says this in James chapter 1, verse 14. Temptation comes when our own desires, which entice us, drag us away, well up within us. Simple ways to say this. Whenever you have a desire, that desire might cause you get into the temptation. Sort out your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your inside of your desire so you can be away from the temptation. Step number four, pray for deliverance. Remember, watch and pray. Now the prayer for deliverance actually can be boiled down into one word. Help. Help me, Jesus. Help me, God. That kind of a prayer. You make the choice. You call out to God for help. You don't depend on your own willpower. It's not a matter of trying. It's a matter of trusting. And just as we read in the scripture, God is faithful. He will keep the temptation from becoming so strong that you cannot stand up against it. When you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you will not give it into it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. But that only happened when you cry out to God. When you pray and you ask God for help, do you think that you can manage everything in your life by having a good willpower and positive thinking? Well, if you think that way, I would like to give you a wake-up call. It is not the case. By having a willpower, good positive thought, it will not change your circumstance. But with God, inside of you can be changed to change the whole around her circumstances around you. Step number six. Refocus your attention. Whenever you are tempted, you need to refocus your attention because whatever gets your attention will get you. Say it again here. Whatever gets your attention will get you. So the quickest way to get rid of the temptation is to start thinking about something else. What gives you energy? Think of those instead of what dragging you down. You have a choice, night and morning. Which one would you like to think of most to give you a power? Just think of those things. Refocus your attention. Negative things and the positive things, always we do have it. Which one do you want to feed your mind and focus on? If we keep saying that focus on the things what you do not have, what we do not have all the time, you're going to be poor all the time. It doesn't matter how much you have in your bank account, how many family love you have in your life. If you always said more and more and more and focus on the things what you do not have and negative things all the time, you're going to be drowned into that negativities. So refocus your attention to the things of what is right and give you positive energies, which is God, to be honest. Read the Bible, going back to that statement. Finally, the step number seven to overcoming temptation is to find a friend. You need accountability. We need support. The Bible says it like this. Two are better than one because together they can work more effectively. If one of them falls down, the other can help his friend and get up. But how tragic it is for the one who is all alone when he falls. There is no one to help him get up. We need a trusted friend, godly friend, who can help you and me when we are weak. Do you have this amazing friend in your life? Look for it and pray about it. Pray to God to give you this godly, trusted friend in your life. Someone told me that if you have at least 5 of those trustworthy friends in your life, you are success in your life. That is hard a statement, but sometimes it comes true. And how many friends, trustworthy friends, who can die for you, who can go extra mile for you? How many friends do you have? Among the crowd, some people are so lonely because they do have acquaintance, not friends. Do you have a friend? Let me review 7 steps in here. Do you want to break the grip of the temptation in your life? Try to follow this 7 step I presented to you. First, use the Bible. Get familiar with it. What's in it so you can use it in your lifetime. And identify your vulnerabilities. No one cannot do this for you. You are the only one who can do it. Third, plan to avoid the temptation by knowing the vulnerability of yours. You can plan ahead not to get into the wrong place. If the place is for you to be vulnerable to getting into the temptation, or the person, or somewhere else, the emotional well-being is not there, to exclude yourself, not to get into the place. Number 4, guard your heart. Just know what kind of desire you have. If you sort it out, the desire based on the scripture, you are going to get better. But it's to sort it out before you bring it out to the whole world. Pray for deliverance. Temptation is a hard one, so we need the God's help. And the 6th one is to refocus your attention. Not the negative one drag you down, but it's that there is the hope of our life, which is Jesus Christ. Focus on God. And find a friend. Don't be alone. Especially when you are going through the travel time. Do not cave in the cave wherever you can find. Bring yourself out and find a friend or find a community of faith who can be part of you and help you. Don't be alone. If you are following these 7 steps, I guarantee that you're going to be in a much better shape in dealing with a temptation. I hope you remember these 7 steps. Know the Bible. That is the first thing. If you cannot do anything else, I just want you to do the 2 things. Know the Bible, read the Bible, where you can get the guideline for your life, which is the manual for our human life, to lead it into the internal life. And then after you read it and meditate it, number 2, know your vulnerabilities. By knowing that, you can proactive plan not to get into the temptation. I want you to do these 3 things at least if you is possible. During this Lent, let us remember that we are not alone. With God, we can get over this temptation because Jesus did also in Christ's name.